This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruch HaBa'im. We continue in Mishmor Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. Today we learn how to make tzitzis. Yikach Arba Chutim, Sif Yud Aleph. You take the four strings. Mitzad Zeh on one side. V'arba Mitzad Zeh. And four on the other side. Meaning, this is assuming you already put it in. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber already said that you should cut the edges of the four strings and put them in. So we already put them in. So now that you put them in, you're going to take four strings on this side and four on that side, and you're going to tie it v'yikshar shnei pamim za'agav zeh. You're going to tie it twice, one on top of the other. So the two knots are directly opposite each other, directly on top of each other. V'yachar kach yichroich chud ha'aroich saviv hashiva k'tzas krichos. Then you're going to wrap the longest string around the remaining seven, some wrappings. How many? Doesn't say. Some. So you know what some is. Could I have some cholent? How much is some? So everyone, it's some. Ksas, v'koshesh shnei pamim za'agav zeh, and you tie twice. V'choyze v'kirch, then you wrap again. V'chein yasa ad sheyashlim l'chomesh k'sharim k'fulam. You keep on doing this until you have five double knots, va'arba avirim beineim leim krichos, and four spaces in between them full of windings. Now, how many windings the Mishnah Berurah does not, the Mechaber does not tell us. Ein shir la'krichos. The reason does not, there's no shir, but rather rakshiyu kol ha'karoch v'ha'kisharim roichav arba gudalim. All you need to make sure is that everything that's wound and everything that's tied should be four thumbs wide. V'he'anaf shmoina gudalim. And the branches, meaning the strings that come out straight, should be nine thumbs. That's very simple. The windings and the knots need to be four thumbs, and the strings that come down are eight thumbs. So basically, the strings are double the amount of the windings. It says the Ramav, im he'erechat tzitzis, you want to make long tzitzis? It's very in style now to have long tzitzis. You know, it's a good, you know, it's a good yeshivish look, or not even yeshivish, it's cool, whatever it is. People like to have long strings. Yira sheshlishisa yeh gadil ushnei chalakim anef. The proportion, the ratio, should be one-third gadil, a tassel, wrappings with the knots, and two-thirds should be the branches. And you know what? And the Mechaber is going to tell us that this is all baseline halacha, but there's a minog to do a certain number of wrappings by between each knot. The Mechaber is going to say 7, 9, 11, 13, a total of 40. The Arizal says 7, 8, 11, 13. I think that's what I have. I think that's our minhag. But we'll see that in Meretz Hashem Monday. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samachay, Lekrichais. This is going on. There's no shear for the Krichais. It's a lemmer, leminyan ha-Krichais. How many windings you have to do? V'gam minyan ha-Chulios, v'ha-Kisharim, ein ma'akev midina. The number of spaces and knots is not ma'akev. Rakum mitzvah min ha-mufchar. It's just a choice mitzvah. What to have five knots? Ki hachamisha ksharim remez she'aydeze yizkar hachamisha chumshei Torah. The five knots reminds you to remember the five books of Chumash. So when you see the knots of the tzitzis, you say, you know what? I really have to learn the five books of Chumash. Ukefilas hakisharim hachamisha ayel yod, the ten knots, the five double knot, which equals ten, remez asara sfirois of Shalakash Bracha. It's a remez to the ten sfirois, ki the isla kaman mesim chavdalad. The tama chulyois, ayin bebeis yosef. The reason for the chulyois, look in the beis yosef. Yeah, okay, somebody look it up. Maybe we'll have it by the end of the shir. The reason for the chulyos, you have to look in the Beis Yosef. Rak sheyu. Okay. Just that you need everything wound and tied with a four gedilim. But nothing more than that. In other words, even five knots, that's not legislated. Even four airspaces, that's not legislated. You need, the only thing you need to do is have knots and windings, and at the end of the day, it needs to be four thumbs wide. Umadi isa b'sifya gimel, shim karach afilu chuyya echad, avoyer es shoresh hadavar. I, in Sif Yud Gimel, it says you have to be careful to make eight strings before you wind, because if you wrap even one chulya, which is a chelek of the tzitzis between the knot and the knot, and you make even one knot, it's pasul. So here's the thing. There it implies that all you need to do is a little winding and one knot, but that's not going to be four fingers wide. So, and here we're saying you have to have a minimum of four fingers wide. So it says Mishmar Avar Shar Shadar. Let me explain the root of the matter. Ki kibul chazal. Chazal have a tradition. The be'inon betzitzis gadil. You need to have a tassel. V'hainu shiya mechurach. It has to be wound. K'may shakasav gadilam tassalach. V'gam yiyah b'chut nifradim k'dechsev tzitzis. It also has to be separate strings. That's why it says tzitzis, k'may betzitzis roishi, by the strings of my head, the hair of my head. So on the one hand, the Torah says you have to have wound tassels. On the other hand, it has to be separate strings. Achmen atar in shir lo'orech hagadol. There's no biblical shir midoraisa for the tassel. Ela afilum lo'ikarach rak shalosh krichos v'asagabein kesher l'mala. But even if you only wound three windings, and you made upon them or not, the gamzehu alach l'moshe m'sinai, which is also alach l'moshe m'sinai, miskayim b'zeh shem gedil, v'zeh kvar nigar mitzvah d'araisa, v'zehu tam ha-shulchan aruch sham. That's the reason for the shulchan aruch, that midday raisa, all you need is three windings and one knot. And that's the halacha of Moshe Messina, and that's the Dairaisa. V'alzeh yesh lismach v'arav Shabbos imchashecha, k'shein lepna lasis k'sikunai. You can rely on this, Erev Shabbos, as Shabbos is coming to do that, and if you don't have time to do more. U'motir lot tizbah b'shabbos l'varach, you could go out with it on Shabbos, you could even make a bracha. Now, remember, the baseline is three windings and one knot after the three windings, but it's better to have a knot before. You should make a knot in the beginning, like we do, to fulfill the opinion of some poiskim who say it's that first knot that Chazal have deemed da'iraisa. Now, this is all midaraisa. So midaraisa, you could get away with less than four thumbs. I believe that three windings and one knot, it's like one thumb. Yeah? Three windings and one knot is like one thumb. So what's the Mechaber saying here? You need four thumbs. We said earlier, you just need three windings and one knot. The answer is, that's midaraisa. V'chol zeh midaraisa. Al midraban tzarich la'aseh shlish gedil u'shnei shlishim psil. Rabbinically, you need to make one third windings tassel and one third separate strings. The kivan sha'orech achutin yud be is gudalim. Since the string has to be 12 thumbs, kanal b'siv dalet. Remember, in siv dalet, we had the string has to be 12 gedilim, even though, by the way, there's an opinion not less than 4 gedil. But we're going according to opinion Rabbeinu Tam of 12 gedil, and that's the Rosh says that's the minog. So therefore, you want to have four gedil as the tassel. V'kim sharachonu yirbeiz gedil, k'nabas avdal, yasa dal gudom gedil shem akrichos, make four gudalim the tassel, which are the windings, v'yasher ches gudalim chutim nefradim, and leave eight thumbs of separate string, shekachu noi hatzitzis. That's the beauty of the tzitzis. And the Dershu brings from the Sefer Shiurin Shel Torah that since this is just a matter of beauty, we don't measure it to a T. If it's about two-thirds, it's good enough. V'alkein, im asa chulya achaz v'rav shavzim chashecha, Sarach LaHashem Tegav Achar Shabbos. Therefore, even if you relied on the fact that you made one area of wrappings and a knot before Shabbos, you'll have to complete it after Shabbos. Otherwise, you're violating a drabbanon. So the Dirshu brings down a very interesting dikduk, a very interesting diuk that's brought in the Sefer Halichos Yisrael, that he says you have to do it right after Shabbos. What do you mean right after Shabbos? You're doing it at night? You're allowed to make tzitzis at night? This is a raya, you're allowed to make tzitzis at night, like the Prima Gadam says. He says, well, maybe you're only allowed to do the extra hiddur drabana, but you can't do the ikar dairaisa. And in fact, the Shevet Alevi says that even those who are machmir, that's only the kesher elyon. But if you made the kesher elyon by the day, you're allowed to make the rest at night. By the way, he also brings that they asked the Chafetz Chaim, are you allowed to make tzitzis at night? And the Chafetz Chaim said, yes. The Minchas Yitzchak says that the Prima Gadolim says, not l'charchila. The Stipler says that the Prima Gadolim says, l'charchila. And Rabbi Shem Zalman said that you're allowed to make l'charchila. I always thought you're allowed to make l'charchila. I thought there's no inyan of not making tzitzis at night. But again, from here you see at the very least that you could make the extra part of the tzitzis once the kesher elyon was made. Fine. V'yeshe nechsholim bazeh. There are those who are nechshol on this, and they say, oh, all you need is the kesher elyon and a few wrappings. Roichav. It should be a width of four thumbs. Hanul chadchila. B'di'eved afilim karach rubay kosher. This is the chadchila. But b'di'eved, if you wrapped most of it, it's kosher. Al-kapam yesh kan gam psil. Because as long as you have some string sticking out, it's good enough. Al karach kula, if you wrap the whole thing, it's not called psil at all, and it's pasal. Arba gudalim, four gudalim. That everything that's wrapped should be four gudalim, im haksharim, including the knots. But so meaning, basically, since there are four spaces, so knot and space, knot and space, knot and space, each one should be one gedil. Uvarai mehemna kasav. In the Raya Mehemna, we find that Sheyia bein kesher lekesher kemolei agudo, between knot and knot, it should be a thumb's width. Now, I'm looking at my talis katan, and I don't think there is a width of a thumb in between knot and knot. Maybe between the one that has a winding of 13, I got some Torah Anytime advice, because when I show you on the Zoom, they can't see it on the camera. The camera's a little higher. But look, my talis katan, by the 13, maybe it's you have a width of a gedil. By the 11, by the 8, no. By the 7, no. Now, really, the 7, 8, 11, 13 are supposed to be equal. But they're never exactly equal. It's always, the 13 is always going to be a little bit more. I mean, it's almost double the amount. So, some people have thick strings for the talis katan. I'm not a thick string talis katan guy. Some of my kids are into that. But maybe that's would be a reason to get the thick strings. This way, you fulfill this arizal. Again, According to the halacha, you do not need a thumb with the knot, without the knot. You could include the knot. If you include the knot, I am perfect. One second. Is it four thumbs? Yeah, I've got four thumbs, but I can't say that each one is a thumb. I think each one with the knot it is. But the Arizal says, Bein kesher kemolei agudal. Ah! And the Dirshu brings, the Stipler was not makbid on this Arizal. Why? Because our strings are so well processed that if you're going to have a goydel between each chulya, it's going to be too much space. Okay. I wonder, do any of you have a thick string talis gadol? Any Eretz Yisrael knickers over here? You have a thick string talis katan, thick string talis katan. I can't see everyone. Now everyone's hiding. Yeah, Rabbi Yeager, you got a thick string talis katan? You got a goydel? You have a goydel? You're good. Look, I don't believe anything I see on a screen, but yeah, you have a goydel without the knot. By the seven. No? Okay, very good. So even the thick string, with the 13, it's not a kunz. But by the 7, by the way, that's a good one. In Eretz Yisrael, they still haven't picked up on this chumrah. I want to be able to buy tzitzis on the hechsher. There's a plumba, there's a shtempel. It says even the 7 has a maloi goida. But again, the stipler says it's much harder to do it now. Back in the day, their strings were all fluffy, you know. Nowadays, they got it. They got the process down. It should all be equal. Now, I just measured. They're not exactly equal, but I think we could apply what's brought in the Sefer Shiurun Shel Torah. That it's a matter of noi, it's a matter of beauty. So it doesn't have to be like mamish to the microscope, as long as it looks basically equal. In the first airspace where there are only 7 wrappings, you should make the windings a little bit far. And then by every airspace, a little bit closer. So it should be 1/3 tassel, 2/3 enough. Look in the Be'er Mashal, and according to everyone, it's not ma'akev b'di eved. There's a question whether could the strings be longer? Is it that they shouldn't be shorter than 2/3, but could be more than that? The Bir Allah is mashma earlier, Chachila, it should not be more. Chazoinish says no, it could be more. It just shouldn't be shorter. Okay, we'll continue over here, Bez Hashem, Monday. Thank you, everybody. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.